Data breaches in the era of global connectivity. A consequence of global electronic connectivity has been an increase in the vulnerability of digitally stored data. Any person or organization linked to the internet is at risk, including private citizens, corporations, educational institutions, and government entities. Whether through antivirus software or cybersecurity teams, all must be vigilant in their efforts to fend off ever-present onslaughts by unseen culprits who surreptitiously seek access to sensitive information. Unfortunately, hackers have become more emboldened and sophisticated in their efforts, leading some to believe they are winning the battle. Indeed, the number of records lost or stolen in data breaches between 2013 and 2019 skyrocketed globally to nearly 15 billion individual items, according to statistics reported on the Breach Level Index website. The rate of loss averages out to a daunting 4,000 records per minute illicitly downloaded, altered, erased, or otherwise compromised. The bulk of major data breaches have occurred since early 2005. In March of that year, an attack on an American shoe company marked the first time more than 1 million records, in this case names and credit card numbers, were affected. A string of bigger breaches inevitably followed, eventually reaching epidemic proportions, with no signs of abating anytime soon. We have grown accustomed to experiencing hundreds of major data breaches annually, with a combined total of 6,500 big and small breaches reported in 2018, according to Risk-Based Security, a leading company specializing in risk assessment and intelligence. No business sector has proven immune, with big-name companies like Target, Yahoo, Sony PlayStation Network, Capital One, Toyota Motor Corporation, Facebook, Twitter, and many others falling prey to such attacks. Plundered financial data can be very profitable for cyber thieves, who may use it to create counterfeit payment instruments, such as credit or debit cards. When combined with other personal information, such as taxpayer identification numbers, birth dates, and mother's maiden names, financial data can also be used to create profiles of individuals in order to commit identity theft. Such information can frequently be purchased in secret marketplaces available on the so-called dark web. In recent years, attention has shifted somewhat from data breaches carried out for monetary gain to those classified as cyber espionage. These occur when malevolent groups direct malicious attacks against rival corporations or countries in order to steal or corrupt classified data or intellectual property, and thereby gain a competitive or political advantage. One of the most infamous incidents was the Sony Pictures hack in 2014. A group calling itself Guardians of Peace infiltrated the Sony network using malware, obtaining personal information of Sony employees and their families, sensitive email communication, and intellectual property, including copies of several unreleased films. When Sony failed to meet all of the hackers' demands, they leaked the stolen information, dumping it onto publicly accessible internet storage sites. More serious instances of cyber espionage occurred in the run-up to the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Most notable was the leak of Democratic National Committee, DNC, emails, attributed at the time to a hacker known as Guccifer 2.0, who used phishing techniques to dupe members into revealing passwords. Published on DC Leaks and WikiLeaks, the emails contained controversial and embarrassing information that seriously damaged the reputations of the organization and its officers, possibly affecting the outcome of the election. An alarming aspect of the examples of cyber espionage above is that foreign governments were ultimately implicated in the attacks, which were allegedly executed with the approval of the leaders of the respective countries. It is especially frightening when foreign powers use cyber attacks to meddle in the democratic process of other nations. Many have declared such interference as tantamount to an act of war, requiring not only defensive action but retaliation in kind. With an array of techniques at their disposal, hackers are constantly bombarding organizations in every country every day. Cooperation between the most skilled IT experts and governmental bodies at the national and international levels is imperative. Currently, the response has been less than satisfactory, with some political leaders downplaying the danger, even appointing officials with little or no relevant experience to oversee cybersecurity agencies. Whether data breaches are carried out for commercial or political purposes, we cannot afford to gloss over the threat they represent on an international scale, and we must do everything in our power to combat them. Although we may never eradicate data breaches completely, it is only through the most rigorous effort that we can even hope to reduce their number and lessen their impact. 1. According to reports, 6,500 data breaches occurred in 2018. How can cyber thieves use stolen financial data and personal information to harm individuals? 2. To successfully fight cyber espionage, cooperation between governmental bodies and IT experts is necessary. How has the current response to cyber threats been unsatisfactory?